Shir Shus, Rishi Kailo, and all the Choshevi and Galait, Kala, HaKadosh Hazeh. So someone told me, he met a conservative fellow, and he said he thinks the Orthodox way of having a mechitza is much better. He said sitting there next to his wife during high holiday service is very hard to concentrate. He has to put his talis over his head. It doesn't really go well.
Did she put a talis over her head also?
That wasn't part of it. Okay, so my grandmother was nifter almost 2 years ago, and so I jumped on a plane early one Sunday morning to New York for the Levaya. So I found myself sitting between two women, and it was a 7:30 flight. I wasn't going to be in Newark till 10:30, so I needed to daven on the plane. Question is, I had to sit between two women. Do I need a mechitza between them? Now the woman to my left turns to me and says, yeah, I'm also from North Miami Beach, and how do you keep your talus so white? And the woman on the right wants to know if she can help me put my talus on. So the question is, are you allowed to daven on a plane between two women? And if you are, why don't you need a mechitza? Okay, so the source for mechitza starts, before that. So we have to first of all discuss, why do we need a mechitza? Is it a deraisa? Is it a derabanan? Is it a minig? Or is it a din? Or is it just stam, the frumis put it in? How high does the mechitza have to be? How wide does the mechitza have to be? And are you allowed to daven in a place that doesn't have a mechitza? Now, actually, recently I've been davening. There's a new shul opened in town on 7th Avenue, and they don't have a mechitza. And I actually daven there. So are you allowed to daven? There's no Ezes Nashim. So the question is, are you allowed to daven in a shul that doesn't have a mechitza? And another question is, that the mechitzas are all, we're not allowed to look at the ladies, but the ladies are allowed to look at us. Why are the ladies allowed to look at the men? Maybe they also should have to be concerned with not looking at the men. So we'll have to discuss that too. Okay, so we start off, every sefer, anybody that discusses this, starts off with the Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Nun Aleph. Why Nun Aleph? So somebody told me that he saw some, they made simonim. So yeshiva somewhere in Eretz Yisrael, they make simonim every daf to all the things that are in that daf to remember them. So in Nun Aleph talks about mechitza. What does Nun Aleph have to do with mechitza? Nun Aleph is nashim achayra. The women have to be on the other side. Okay, fine. So the Mishnah here on Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph and Sukkah on the bottom is discussing the Simchas Beis Hashayeva, that they used to go to draw water to do the Nisach HaMayim on Sukkot, and they made a big deal about it because the Stukim said that they don't have to do it. They said the Stukim didn't believe in Torah Shabbal Peh. So to go against the Stukim, they made a huge fanfare, and they came, and the Gemara says, Kol Shalei Ra'a Simchas Beis Hashayeva, Lei Ra'a Simcha Meyamav. If you think you are happy, you never saw happiness in your life. So the Mishnah says there that Yard Lazis Nashim, they reached the area called the Ezes Nashim, and it's very possible that that's why this is called the Ezes Nashim, because Mechitza and stuff comes from there. That's my own personal piece. And they went out to the Ezes Nashim, Umeshaknin Sham Tikun Gadol. They did a big fix. Now, what exactly was this big fix? So the Gemara on Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis asks, my Tikun Gadol, what was the big fix that they did? And the Gemara tells us, Amar Rabbi Lazar Ka'isa Shashaninu. The Gemara quotes a Mishnah in Midas Perek Beis Mishnah Hay. And the Mishnah says, Chalaka Haisa Barishaina. Originally, the Ezes Nashim, which was part of the Beis HaMikdash, had flat, straight walls. Okay? They had straight walls. Vehikifu Gezustra. And they put up gezustra, which basically means was they had, it was just plain walls. And then they put these poles into the walls so that they could then put a platform on top. V'eskinu, v'ekifu gezustra, v'eskinu shi'anashim, yoshvis melamala v'anashim milamata. And they made this as the first Ezes Nashim, which was that the women, probably was not the first actually, but that the women would be on top on the balcony, and the men would be on the bottom during the Simchas Beis Hashayeva. Now, there's a very interesting, there's a sefer called Ezra's Kayhanim. on the Mishnayos Midas. It was an old Rav, lived about 200 years ago. And he says there, very interesting, he learned the Pshat of the Mishnah like this. The Mishnah says, Bari Shaina. In the beginning it was straight. They had straight walls. And the women were outside and the men were inside. And eventually they made the balcony. So he says what happened? He says, Bari Shaina means that the first Beis HaMikdash, in the first Beis HaMikdash, there was no machitza. The women were outside, the men were inside, and they had a balcony around. And he says, what happened in the second Beis HaMikdash? They decided to change this. So he says, a very interesting thing. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, it's also a Medrash, that says that after the first Beis HaMikdash, when they realized that the Beis HaMikdash had been destroyed because of Avodah Zarah, so the Chacham decided that Genukshan with Avodah Zarah, they took the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah and they killed him. They shechted him, right? They put him in a pot, they cooked him, they put him into cement, whatever, molten lead, whatever, he never got out. So they got rid of the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. Now the Medrash says a very, very interesting thing. The Medrash says on the pasuk in Shir HaShirim that says kaimasecha domsa kaimasayach, I think it is domsa l'samar perek zayin pasuk ches. The Medrash says that Hashem says, I gave you two yetzaharas, a yetzahara for znus and a yetzahara for avodah zara. Now that we're done with the yetzahara for avodah zara, whoever is oimed in the Yetzirah for his nos will get schar for doing both. Says the Ezra's Kehanim that Mestama, what happened was that the Nisayan from the Yetzirah for the Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah went over to his nos, and therefore the desire became greater, and therefore today, since we lost the Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah, so therefore when we're Nizer in Znus, so then we get schar for keeping both. So therefore, says the Ezra's Kehanim, that's why in the first Beis HaMikdash, when they had the Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah, so the Nisayon wasn't so strong, so they didn't need to have the Ezra's Nashim, they just had the women outside, even though they may have been able to see, as we'll see, no pun intended. But later in the second Beis HaMikdash, when there was no Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah, so then the Nisayon went up, and therefore they needed to start changing stuff. Okay, so then the Gemara in Sukkah continues. And the Gemara says that Tanur Rabbanan Barishayna Hayunashim Mivifnim Vanashim Mibachutz. The women were in the Ezra's Nashim, hence the name Ezra's Nashim, and the men were outside. The dancing, all the dancing of the Simchas Beis Shaveh took place outside. Vahayubayim with the Kalas Reish. They came to Kalas Reish. Now, what was the Kalas Reish? I will not translate this. And if you don't know what it means, you can ask your mom. But the Taisus Yantiv says that because of the Starkos, they came to Kishoy and to Keri. So that's what the Taisus Yantiv says. So again, it's originally the women were inside and the men were outside, and then they came to Kalas Reish. So they put the women outside and the men inside, and that also didn't work. So the only Eitzah was to make a balcony and to put it all around. Now, if you were paying attention for the last 2 minutes, you should have yelled at me because I just contradicted myself in 1 minute. Because it comes out for the Gemara, here in Sukkah, it seems that the reason why they made this balcony was because they had a serious problem. They actually had an issue. There was Kalas Reish going on. But Moshe actually says in this Truman, in this Moshe Chelak Aleph, Sin Alam Atest, that they actually, the Kalas Reish that the Gemara is talking about was that they're from mingling, talking, eventually came or did come, touching, or whatever it was. So the Gemara here in Sukkah's mashma that they actually had a problem. There actually was an issue of how you boil the Kalas Reish, and that's why they made the balcony. But according to the Avodas Kehanim, the Ezra's Kehanim, on the Mishnah in Midas, it seems that nothing actually happened. But just that when they built the Beis HaMikdash Sheni, they decided to change the plans and put up a balcony. So it's an interesting kasha. I don't know the answer. Lomagin Vaita. So the Gemara says, "Vadayin aboyel the Kalas Reish hiskinu," that they put the women up on top and the men on the bottom. The dancing was taking place on the bottom. So the Gemara asks Akasha like this: "Vaksiv, I the pasuk says, Hakol biksav miyad Hashem alai hiskil." So basically, what this pasuk is talking about is that the God Hachoyza Nasan Hanavi told the Nevuah to David Hamela of the exact measurement size, exactly how the Beis HaMikdash was supposed to be built. And part of the Nevuah was that you're not allowed to do anything different. You're not allowed to change anything. You're not allowed to change anything. So the Gemara asks, how could they come along and change the Beis HaMikdash and add this balcony? That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara says that Kra Ashkechu Vidarshu. They found the pasuk. What does the pasuk say? The pasuk says V'sapta Ha'aretz Mishpachas Mishpachas Levat. The people made, the families made Hespedim. And different families, Mishpachas Beis David Levad, Unashem Levad, the family of David by themselves, their wives separate. Amru, fine. That's the pasuk. So basically, there's a nevuah in Zechariah that about some sort of hesped that's going to take place. La'asad la'vay. What is this hesped going to be? So there's two opinions in the Gemara. One opinion is that it's going to be that Mashiach ben Yosef is going to get killed by Mechamas Goyim Magid, and they're going to be maspid him. And the other pshat is that it's going to be they're going to shech the Yetzirah. Can you imagine no more desire of Eisen? So they're going to shech the Yetzirah. And so what's all the crying about? So the crying is going to be that the tzaddikim are going to say, wow, it was so hard, and we conquered it anyway, we overcame the Yetzirah anyway. And the Rishonim are going to say, really, it was so easy to get out of bed for Shabbos and we still didn't come? So everybody's going to cry. That's the hesped that's going to be taking place in the future. So the Gemara says that Madach, then, they're involved in hesped. And it's loss of love. There's no more Yetzirah anymore. And still, they needed to separate the men and the women. So Kol Shekein, when there's Simcha going on at the Beis HaMikdash, and there's Yetzirah, certainly they have to separate the men from the women. That's the Gemara. That's the Gemara's Raya. That's the Gemara has a Raya that they have to separate the men from the women. Now again, so what was the Gemara's Kasha? The Gemara said, how are we allowed to add on to the Beis HaMikdash? The pasuk that said, you're not allowed to add on. And the Gemara said, because they have a raya from a pasuk that later, that it lost its law, there's going to be a hesped, and the men and women are going to be separate. So how does this answer the question? So Rav Moshe in this tshuva explains, that must be, that they say it has to be, that it's a deraisa. Meaning, the Gemara is saying there's a chiyuv. Whenever there's a gathering of men and women, there has to be a separation. There has to be a wall between them to make sure that they don't mingle. We'll see exactly the different sheets, exactly what the purpose of the mechitza is. But there has to be some separation. And therefore, because it must be that there had to be a mechitza, therefore, although it was not in the plan, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu obviously, for sure, planned, this is all part of the deal, that the Beis HaMikdash needed to have a mechitza, there had to be a separation, and therefore, it was included in the plan. That's what Rav Moshe learns, pshad, in this Gemara. So, as we just mentioned, so Rav Moshe infers from here, that it must be that the chiyuv mechitza, whenever you have a gathering of men and women, is a chiyuv deraisa. Because if it's only a chiyuv derabanan, then they would not have been able to change the Beis HaMikdash, which was a nevuah, that you're not allowed to change the Beis HaMikdash. The only way they can change the Beis HaMikdash is because there's a chiyuv deraisa to have, a wall must be that although it wasn't included in the plans, but obviously they were allowed to include it. Now the obvious question everybody's supposed to scream at is, so why didn't they put it in the plans? Why didn't Hashem say, okay, well, there's a chiyuv deraisa, you have to have a mechitza, so put it in the plans and say, make a balcony. So the Marsha addresses this, and the Marsha, this is how Moshe learned shout of the Marsha, and the Marsha says that the plans only address the issues that had to do with the running of the Beis HaMikdash, the kachin, the avoid of the Beis HaMikdash. But something to do with separating men and women that wasn't part of the regular service of the Beis HaMikdash, although it was required, although it was part of the plan, was not mentioned in that nevuah. Akapanim, that's what comes out from this Gemara, that Ramesha proves that this is a chiyuv deraisa. The Beis HaMikdash, they needed to have a mechitza between the men and the women, and it was a chiyuv deraisa. Now, how big does the mechitza have to be?
Wait, so what's the mechitza that you need a mechitza at times when it's not a simcha or a simcha space of shaving? tefillah or whatever the gathering is. There's no kalos reish. What's the mekar for that?
So the kalos reish is not just because of necessarily because of the simcha. Moshe at the end of the tshuva says that any time there's a gathering, even by a hesped, there was no kalos reish by the hesped. By that hesped laws of law, that's going to be. There isn't going to be kalos reish there. And but because of the chashash of kalos reish, because it always is a chashash of kalos reish, so therefore there's a chiyuv mechitza.
They're only socketed for a simple space of shame, but that's why.
No, but that pasuk in Tzachariah says that the laws of law, they're going to do it separately. They're going to have to do it separately. So you see from there that even by a hesped, even though there's going to be no yetzahara, there's still a chiyuv to happen. So it must be that there's a chiyuv all times, whenever there's a gathering, that there has to be a separation.
That's just
to
do
with
tefillah.
Nothing to do with, right. So Rabbi Moshe's klar, in this tshuva, Rabbi Moshe's klar has nothing to do with tefillah, because the Beis HaMikdash, they weren't dominated. It was a simple space of she'eva, and the hesed loss of law, it also wasn't dominated. Nothing to do with davening. It was a gathering, and a gathering needs, says Rabbi Moshe, to have a mechitza between the men and the women. So Rabbi Moshe says, how big does the mechitza have to be? So Rabbi Moshe says like this. Before they made the mechitza, what happened? The women were outside. The women were inside. The men were outside. And they came to Kalos Reish. How did they come to Kalos Reish? Through the door, Rabbi Moshe says. They were able to see through the door. Now, they had a halachic mechitza. That means, in Hilchas Shabbos, when you need a mechitza, they had such a wall. Or whatever, you need a Hilchas mechitza, a real Torah's mechitza, they had that. With the Tzuras HaPesach. They had that. And nevertheless, they came to Kalos Reish, and the Chacham, they felt that they needed something more. So Rav Moshe says, you see from here, that it has nothing to do with a halachic mechitza. It's a din that there has to be a divider between the men and the women. That's what Rav Moshe says. Now, Rav Moshe is medayek from here also, that the men were able to see the women, through the door, even before the Kalos Reish started. Now, there's an Isser Stachlis, or Moshe, the next tshuva in Erech Chaim Chelgal of Sin and Ben, has a whole tshuva about the Isser Stachlis, that you're not allowed to gaze at women. Pashas Isser Deiraisa, if there's Erevah involved, it could be even six lavin for looking at a woman. But Moshe has a whole tshuva to say that it's awesome in Deiraisa to look at a woman for pleasure. Just to look at her because you enjoy looking at her is an Isser Deiraisa. So Moshe says that they were able to see the women even before this. And they didn't do anything about it because of the Isser Stachlis, because of the fact that they were able to look. Must be that that's not the reason why they were Masakin Mechitza. And the whole issue was when they came to Kalos Reish because they were mingling. Therefore, says Rav Moshe, the Chil of Mechitza that they made, that this is the Mechitza, is this Gemara and Sukkah, was only to make sure that men and women don't mingle. But the fact that men and women, that they can see each other, is not an issue. Therefore, says Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe has a raya from a Gemara Baba Basra, from a Taisim Baba Basra, that the height of a person is only 3 amos till the neck, and therefore, as long as you make a wall till the neck of the average woman. Which Rav Moshe says is 3 amos, which is 18 tfachim, which is 5 feet. So as long as you have that, then you can't mingle. You can see across to the mechitza to see. Rav Moshe has a raya, as we just said, that the mechitza was not for a stachlis. It wasn't that you shouldn't be able to see. And therefore says Rav Moshe, the barest minimum mechitza that you need is 5 feet. What happens if this taka erevus? Rav Moshe says that the evidence can be same on the aruch shulchan. Whatever. I don't want to go into that now. So fine. So the Rav Moshe says also, very interesting, Rav Moshe says that on the balcony that they made, there was no wall. Rav Moshe says on the balcony, there was no wall. And they were able to see the women. And he has Raya says they were able to see the women. And therefore says Rav Moshe that if you make a balcony, then you make a day, you don't need a mechitza at all because the men and the women can't mingle. That's in a nutshell is the Shita of Rav Moshe, that the reason why you need a mechitza between men and women is that they shouldn't mingle, but not because of istaklos. And Rav Moshe says that if you make it 5 feet, then you have accomplished this, that they cannot mingle. Now,
Second move.
before the Samaruv. So first of all, so Rav Moshe says if this taka machitza less than five feet, then you taka have to be meicha. And Rav Moshe says that avada you should make a machitza high. The machitza should be high enough that the women, that you should not be able to see the women, and even on a balcony, it should be high enough. And Rav Moshe says that if you taka make the machitza high enough, that what he called the tavil of bracha. That means like this. Well, that's what Rav Moshe would come back in today. Right, and he would say, it's the 24 hours of Moshe got Tchias HaMeisa for 24 hours. The Eilim would come running to him, we need a bracha from the Rishiva, and so Moshe, in the same vein, is saying that whoever makes the machitza high enough that you can't see the women will get a bracha from Moshe. So you don't need to have Tchias HaMeisa. Okay, Vom again, Viter. So, there's only one problem. So there's just a shtickel steer in Moshe, because in two tshuvas later, to a rabbi, to be something stern, from the Kansas City, Rav Moshe there has a tzad to say that a gathering that's not hesped and simchas beis she'eva like a chasana, it could be you would not need to have it. But it's mamash often a steer. I called people to add to the rabbanim to ask them how do you answer the steer. One shul Rav Moshe says that you do need it by any gathering, and the other one he has a tzad to say not, and it's not clear exactly why Rav Moshe would say otherwise. So I don't know. It's a stira in these two tshuvas and Igros Moshe.
Where's the cutoff in the first tshuva? Like every time, what is a gathering? What's not?
Like, he doesn't give. He says if there's one woman, then there's no chiv mechitza. Like we find that Chana came into the Azara and she davened next to Eli. And they don't find that it was a mechitza, right? Chana, he was able to see her, and he said whatever that she looks like she's whatever she's doing. So that whole thing, the Rashi has the right that from
Where
one there would be an issue. So there was a guy once in one shul that actually went on Purim dressed up like a lady and went into the lady section for because of a girl. So l'chayr, according to Rashi, there wasn't mamash achiv mechitza between that guy and everybody else. Okay, now Sat Marav, what?
The stock is not a problem. Why do we have the
mechitza
on the men's side?
Today
the mechitza is the men should look at the women. So then the stockless is a problem.
Right, so the mechitza
tells us. Women can look at us so that
they
see through for them. So then the stockless
must be a problem. Oh, no, so there's two stockless. I mean, there's the men mingling with the women, and there's the stockless of the men at the women. So Rishon saying the barest minimum that you have to have, and you have to be mechitza if they don't have, is that you have to have 5 feet. That you can't mingle. Not the schmack to talk over a 5 foot wall. But I've got a tovel of bracha to make it that you can't see over the wall. Now, and that's why over here, I think I can't see over this wall. So the whatever, you have the tovel of bracha, for Moshe, you have that chin. Now, why the women are allowed to look at the men is a different.
Does the wall have to be solid?
The wall doesn't have to, it doesn't have to do with being solid or anything. It just has to be that they can't see.
So you just need a bar.
Why can't they see?
Feet?
No, because you can look under 5 feet.
Make
the din, I have to be able to make sure that there's something there that can stop us from mingling. That's
what it is.
What?
It could be glass.
According to, so Moshe Taka says in a later tshuva that it could be glass as far as this is Taka glass. And Taka, if all the women would come dressed in the kashul, then.
I'm talking a bar every foot and a half.
It wouldn't help. What? Because you can't mingle?
Yeah.
If you could, I hear. It's a good point. I don't know. I don't know. Oh, I'm supposed to say that everything I'm saying is only lepapul ba'alma and not halacha lemaisa, and you should discuss it with your rav. Ask him before which siman in Shulchan Aruch discusses this halacha. Okay. What?
That
is stockless. We're not saying it's better to have it than you can't see.
Right.
So that's why.
Even though Rav Moshe is not on it.
Right. That's why they have the thing over here. Okay. Now we have to talk, of course, about the Samarov, because we have to be open-minded. We have to present all the opinions. So the Samarov takes issue with this tshuva, with this tshuva. So the Samarov in Shalos Tshuvos is a different yayo in Simon Yud. He asks on this on the Rav Moshe that there's no raya, says the Sat Marav, that the mechitza was not because of the issur of stakos. Avad it was because of the stakos. And I, Rav Moshe's raya, So he says, Rav Moshe's right that they were able to see before. It could be that they were, that, first of all, he says it could be that they were holding on the level that nobody looked. You have to remember the high level of the Simchas Beis HaSheva was that Yonah HaNavi came and he actually got his, you know, he made his Navi debut. Whatever, he was able to Nevuah, the Ruach HaKodesh, at a Simchas Beis HaSheva. And Taisa says that they went there, they went to drink. They didn't give Coke. They gave Ruach HaKodesh to drink at the Simchas Beis HaSheva. So, sounds like it's not a good idea because of the food coloring. But besides that, so that's what was going on there. So to hear that they didn't look at the women is very mistaken. That's Ramosha, that's Samarav's first time. But maybe that is the issue of estakos. Ramosha also, Samarav also says that how do you know that the mechitza is not because of estakos to prevent looking? He says, why? Maybe they didn't know about this drasha. It means this kula, till then they knew that they were not allowed to change the Beis HaMikdash, the form of the Beis HaMikdash. They didn't have any hatter, so yes, maybe they had a problem that some guys were looking, but says Samara, maybe they didn't have the drasha. Maybe they didn't think of the drasha till later to be able to change it for the purpose of the Mechitza, and therefore they couldn't do anything about it. And as far as Rav Moshe's taina that on the balcony there was no wall, so Rav Moshe says, Samara says, of course, had it been a wall, it would have fallen down. And anyway, you need to have a wall because of Micah. And once there was a wall, who told Rav Moshe that you couldn't be able to see the women? Therefore says the Samara Rav that you are not, you have to make a mechitza that you cannot see, that you can't see the women at all, and you're not allowed to go into such a shul. You're not allowed to daven in such a shul that has a mechitza that you can see the women at all, and better daven be yechidus. That's what comes out from the divrei yoyel. Now, the question I just have on the whole thing is as follows, and I'm offering a hot potato kugel. If anybody can come up with the answer to my question, and I called many, 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 many good Jews, and no one told me the answer to this question, but it's a good kasha. It comes out from Rav Moshe that any chasana, sheva brachos, bar mitzvah, hakafas and simchas Torah, need to have a wall that's a minimum of 5 feet. Now, I hold myself an ultra-Orthodox Jew. I've gone to many, many simchas, and who knows what, yeshivish circles, and who knows where. No one's mocked but on this. The simchas Torah, they have a table. I've been by many, many chuppas. Besides the Dorf Achnach the Chevah, like they call it, there's no mechitza by a chuppah. So what's going on? Ramosha himself, by his daughter's chasana, to tell them there was no mechitza. So what's going on here? If Ramosha holds there has to be a mechitza, why are we not makbid for this? And again, my offer is up there. I'm offering a kugel if somebody can come and tell me pshat. Okay, now.
One of the terrors has to be that fila is really where you need it. Because even during
our
kufas, as soon as it's time for
leading,
shut
the mazit. So I hear your point, but Rav Moshe in the tshuva, and the whole tshuva is based on Simchas Beis HaSheva, which has nothing to do with anything, right? Simchas Beis HaSheva and Hesped, and whatever, it has nothing to do with tefillah.
It's the makom.
What? Which makom?
It's the makom tefillah.
Because it's a shul?
Yeah, but it's okay.
Because who said, first of all, that it's not shul, who says it was a shul? That it's not shul that makes a mitzvah.
He based tefillah.
And who said that the hesped of loss of love, who says it's going to take place in a shul, maybe take place in a chapel? I don't know. Depends.
For 8 hours,
okay, I'll go find it. It's a good question. I don't know the answer, but definitely in good company, many, many great men have done this. They didn't have a mechitza, and so there's definitely have to rely on. I'm just trying to find out what Gnoi is the Heter. Okay, so now, I just wanted to talk about a little bit about some of the practical applications. So first of all, I saw there's a sefer called the Velech Pavadara, and he says in there that if you're davening on a plane, of course, you shouldn't make a minion on a plane. Rosh Hashanah Zalman held not to make a minion on a plane. For some reason, people who are never back on the field, see, all of a sudden, when they get on the plane, and they can get everybody annoyed, they all of a sudden want to daven with a minion, right? Rosh Hashanah Zalman says not to. But even if you decide that you are going to daven on the plane, you don't need a mechitza because it's just bakroi. I don't know exactly what the heter is. The mice, there's a group of men and women there. L'chera, I don't understand the svara, but that's what I saw in the Sefer of Lach Chavadar.
So you don't need a mechitza on the plane.
You don't need a mechitza to daven on a plane, hence I was allowed to daven between those two women. What? No, Erva's a different problem. This is just, no, 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 this is everybody is dressed like the late Tahara people. They're the mamish from the women in black, the whatever. You still need a mechitza. Okay. What, on the Muncie Trails bus? I hear. Okay, anyway. Let's go by. So now Samarov brings a Zohar that says a very scary thing. That is, it is a sakana to look at the faces of women at a funeral. So make sure not to look at any woman's funeral. Now, at any woman's face at a funeral. Now, there was a kinnus, a gathering of rabbis. The reform was picking up momentum. They were becoming powerful in Hungary. So in the year Tofresh Chavav, which corresponds to the year 1866, which was actually still in 1865 because it was in Parshas Vayishlach. So whatever. So this is actually, we just marked the 149th anniversary since this Knessia. Basically, they got together 71 Rabbanim in the city of, I don't know, my grammar is not that good, but it was the city of Mihalovich, something like that. Anyway, so they made takanas. Now, some of the takanas, one of the takanas were that you're not allowed to daven in a shul that has a mechitza that you can see the women in there, and you're not allowed better to daven yichid. Some Rav even says, Rav Aaron brings this also, that you see that even the reform back 150 years ago, even they had no havamin of not having a mechitza at all. It was just a shal of having a mechitza that you could see. But the only thing is, if we go with this Knessia, then we have a little bit of a problem. Because one of the comments they made with this Knessia was that you're not allowed to give any speeches of any sort, even Torah, in English, in any language other than Yiddish, and you're not allowed to listen to one, which means that we all have to leave. So, whatever, we'll put that one on the side. Okay, now, in the Sefer Sukkah Shalai, from the Gra, from Griditz, he says that in a certain city, the Rosh HaKol said that we're going to make a low mechitza, and the Rav did not fight against him, and the Rav came up in the new shul to give his first appearance, to come up to give his Shabbos HaKol drasha, and he walked up to the thing and he dropped dead in front of the Aron HaKodesh. Okay, next. Now the another story was that by the Knessia Gedola, there was a shaila, there was a vikuach, there was a issue among the rabbanim if they should have a machitza or not. There were very few women there, and they were going to be very far away from the men also. So the question was, did they need a machitza or not? So they went to ask the Chafetz Chaim, and what did the Chafetz Chaim say? The Chafetz Chaim said that our biggest issue that we're suffering from today is lo yir b'chay erva z'davar v'shav me'acharecha, that because there's erva, Hashem leaves us and we don't have Hashem's special support. And he says, so we don't play around. So he says we have to have a mechitza over there. Now, just to be sure, by a chasana, even if there is a mechitza, you have to make sure not to see the mixed dancing, because the Zichron Yosef says, the B'alacha brings it down to Sivan Shem Lama test, that there is no... What?
Even the separate dancing,
but don't see, even if it's separate, that not to look by the women, because make sure that the mechitza is big enough that you can't see, because the Zichron Yosef brings down. But there is no greater hasasa of the Yetzer of his nos than for to see women dancing. Okay, now there is a Bach in Evin HaEzer, okay? Whoever wants, they could leave now. But there is a Bach in Evin HaEzer who says that if there's men and women sitting in a room at a Sheva Brachas, that you cannot say Shehas Simcha B'mayinah, because it's not a Simcha if men and women are sitting together in the same room, because the Yetzirah is Shaila. So we have already the Levush and the Bnei Yisaschar are already right, that in honor Nisharim Bazeh, thank God. So Baruch Hashem, and Rav Ozner writes that l'chatchila you should be machmer for it if you could. But this is an interesting chiddush. He says if you have a mechitza, even 10 tefachim high between the men and the women, that's okay. So that would be a table. Now I don't understand where this comes in, but that's Rav Ozner writes in
it's not just sitting together. It's just...
Yeah, this is even in the same room. Even in the same room.
So it's no. So you're trying to make it a separate room. So mechitza 10 tefachim.
Makes it into a separate room. I mean,
it
has nothing to do with the rabbi and the mechitza.
I hear. You can be in the same room
as long as there's separation. I hear. It could be. Okay. Now, the Maram Shik was asked the Shiloh that they came to the Maram Shik, and they said that we want to break the mechitza. There should just be poles. You should be able to see through. And the guys, they really wanted to blackmail the rabbi. And they said, listen, if you don't allow us to have our mechitza, then we're all leaving your shul, and we're opening up our stores on Shabbos. What do you do now? So the Rav sent the shaila to the Maram Shik, and the Maram Shik says, it doesn't make a difference. You make the mechitza the way it has to be, and it has to be that you can't see through, and if they leave, that is their problem.
Now, I saw interesting in the Chalas HaTshuva, Priya Sada says there's an age-old minig not to make a chuppah in a shul. So normally we think because of chukas hagoyim, because the goyim they make it in the shul. But he says that it's hard to keep to have a mechitza by a chuppah to separate between the men and the women. So therefore, they made it outside. It's much more bakroi, and therefore you don't need a mechitza if it's outside. Rav Shlomo Kluger writes. Now this is, I'm speaking to men and not to women, that in a place that men also shop for meat, that means really women are supposed to shop for meat, but in a place that men also shop for meat, they should have special stores for the men. Okay, so Al Kapanim, one more thing, is that the Taz, that the famous Taz in we're almost out of time, so we'll skip the Taz. But I just wanted to say, so the vehicle we have here, so the Sheet of Ramesha, but the reason why we need a Mechitza between men and women is because of mingling. Samarov learns that it's altistaklos, and Rav Aaron in Mishnah Zavaron and Simon Yud Beis. I'm sorry, was asked a typical question. Watch the shorts that you need to have a mechitza. It doesn't say anywhere in the Chumash that you need to have a mechitza. So Rav Aaron has 15 reasons why you need to have a mechitza in a shul, and he says that this is just the tip of the iceberg. There's really much, much, much more. So many, a lot of it is what we've already discussed, but he says a few interesting points. One point is like this. This is a good one. If a guy ever gives a speech on tefillah, you have to have tefillah with kavana, you have to have kavana. So ask him, where does it say you have to have kavana by tefillah? The hard one. So the answer is that it says in the Chumash, Uvechol levavchem. So Rav Aaron says in mitzvah say deiraisa that when you dominate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to have kavana. And Rav Aaron says that it's impossible that if you could see women that you're going to have proper kavana in tefillah. I just wanted to say over one more thing, one more thing from the Chasam Sofer, that the Chasam Sofer says that in Chayshim Mishpah Siman Kuf Tzadi, in a whole letter that they wanted to have some prime minister, president, king, something or other was coming to Vienna, and they were going to have this big event in the shul, and they wanted, the thing was really about if the women could sing along with the men in the shul in honor of the king or whatever he's called that was coming. So the Chasam Sofer says that no, they should not have that, but as you kind of figured. But during in this shul, he also writes that a hearer of in tefillah is ma'akev the tefillah, even a hirur al ishtai also stops the tefillah from going up. So we should all be in this ayur, we should look at the mechitza and say that Baruch Hashem, we're dominating in a good place, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should be zeicha that all our tefillah should go up in the schus of our kavana in our tefillah.